Yes.
Live from London, we're going to cross the pond. Paul Hollywood is on the phone from the Great British Bake Off. Good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
Good afternoon, mate. How you doing? I'm fine, buddy. Fine.
Listen, it's great to have you on.
Yeah, it's. I'm sitting over in a big smoke at the moment.
Well, listen, we have this. We're going to throw this at you right
Set
away.
Set the scene.
See how well you do.
Okay.
What's that noise, Paul?
It sounds like a truck. It's probably a mixer. Yeah,
it is indeed. It's a whisk. You got it. See, the reason we put that in there, Paul, because you're going on tour. It's your first live tour. So we're thinking, now back in my Westlife days, I've got to hit the swear box. We used to do sound checks, obviously. So we're thinking this could be what your sound check will sound like. You warming up the whisks.
Yeah, but it's one, two, more than likely.
One, two, yeah. Whisk number two there, whisk number three.
2-2-1. So, Paul, yeah, tell us anyway, you're going to be coming over here to the Olympia in November 17th and 18th. Just for everybody who watches the Great British Bake Off, what is a live show on stage in the Olympia going to be like?
Well, basically, I did a tour back in May. I did 26 days back in May, which is the sort of first part. This is the British Baking live tour in November, and the idea is I'm going to do several recipes during the night, bring people onto the stage where I'm going to show them little tips and tricks and get them to interact and ask lots and lots of questions. At the end, I'm going to bring four people from the audience onto the stage where I'm going to set them a challenge, a little bit like the Bake Off, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And then the audience members will pick a winner, and so the whole idea is to have a bit of fun with it. There'll be a roving mic and then fire questions at me all the way through the night, and we'll have a bit of fun with it, you know.
Now, when you're saying you're going to set people a challenge, are you going to be...
It's a baking challenge, I guess, Jane.
No, I know it's a baking challenge.
I'm not saying can you do 50 press-ups or something.
But I want to know, because, you know, for any of us who watch the Great British Bake Off, you know, it's quite stressful. I know we have a clip here of actually from the Great British Bake Off where you're kind of talking about to somebody afterwards after you've tasted something. Now, I would find that quite stressful if I've been brought up on stage. Are you going to be kind to people?
Maybe you'd be better at the
press-ups. I'll be honest with them. I'll be honest with them. They may not like it, but
that's
I'll
what I'm afraid. That's what I was afraid of, Paul. Nobody wants honesty. Have we got it there?
Yeah,
actually?
He's not going on tour to be nice, Jenny. No. This is a little taste of what you might get.
It's got to be mixed properly. This isn't being mixed properly. We see the way that's split.
Yeah.
It's an indication that there's too much flour being added to it.
It's a nice texture, though. A little bit brown on the top. I just feel it's a little bit overbaked, a little bit too crisp.
It's too dry. Some of these actually don't look too bad.
That is huge praise.
But the ones underneath, it's consistency. If you walked into a shop and each one was selling for 50 pence, which one would you go for?
The actual taste is right, I reckon. Not too much sugar. And this has risen beautifully, evenly.
What I like is the colour. It's nice and light there, and it's got a lovely colour on the top.
I think they're well baked and they taste good.
You're not as nasty as I thought you were going to be, actually.
No, it's all blown up out of all proportion.
It's all edited.
that's the bit I often want to know. I mean, there is the question, okay? Is it better? Is the look more important than the taste?
I suppose a bit of both.
Yeah.
I think you know, you initially look with your eyes. If it doesn't look good, then you're not going to try it, so it doesn't get that far. So it's got to look good. And then the whole thing is once you pick something that does look good, it's got to back that up as well. So, I mean,
so it's like approaching somebody in a bar. Like, you know, they got to look good to you for you to approach them. And then after that,
where are you going to go with this, Nikki, now? It's 20-1.
Anyway, that's Mary Berry with you, wasn't it, Paul?
Yeah, well, she's a legend, Mary. I mean, she tends to be a bit more easier on them than I am. But, I mean, we're looking for the best amateur bakers in the country. So the whole idea is to find the best one. I think you've got to be slightly tough, you know, and that's my job.
She's also a bit of a fashion icon, or she certainly has become one. I mean, I went onto Twitter one morning the day after, and all I was seeing was pictures of Mary in this bright bomber jacket from Marks and Spencer's. And I thought, is that all anyone's talking about from the show? It was all about this jacket that sold out in an hour.
The backs. I know. I mean, let's be honest, must have only had four. But I mean, the whole idea.
It was a limited run.
My mum, she likes some of Mary's jackets, you know. The girls like some of Mary's jackets. They do swap jackets between them, I think, Mel and Sue. I think more Mel and Mary, they do swap jackets around, you know.
And is there anything you've ever worn that sold out the next day? Nikki had a bit of an idea for you for an apron.
Well, see, we've a direct line to Deborah Meaden, okay? And we're thinking if we came up with an apron, Deborah Meaden from Dragon's Den, so if we came up with an apron that you might wear on the show, Paul.
Yeah.
We could cut you in for 10 or 20% or something.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Yeah, I think I want a bit more than that.
We have a feature on the show, actually, that we do for Nikki, and it's called Feel the Burn. So maybe we could do that. That'd be good when you're cooking.
Yeah.
Have that on your apron.
Absolutely.
You can have that for free, Paul, okay?
You can't charge. Don't tell him you can have things for free. Paul, I genuinely, joking aside, are you looking forward to this, or is it a live tour? Is that, I mean, there's a whole new different element to going on stage and doing it in front of people, isn't it?
And I mean, I enjoyed the first lot. I did 26 dates over 30 days. And one of the biggest things is, when you move out of the theatre, wherever you are, and go back to the hotel and have a couple of drinks with the tour guys.
Yeah.
And you go to bed, you wake up, you think, where am I? Yeah. Where am I? I had no idea. Every night was a different city and we're traveling.
You just need to ring reception in the hotel. And they'll say, hello, how can I help you? Say, where am I? Poached eggs with toast?
I was in Newcastle on my first gig, and I finished and went back to the hotel, and McBusted were in the same hotel, and I sat down in the bar and looked across, and I reckon I knew some of the lads from some of the work I'd done. Yeah. And all right, lads, and they went, all right, Paul. So I joined them, we're up to about 2 a.m. I thought, is this what it's going to be like every night?
Rock and roll, Paul. Wait till you meet the Oasis lads, then you're in serious bother.
I bet.
We've had so many listeners who've been texting in to talk to you, Paul. Baz in Waterford asked us to ask you, is there any plans for a celebrity or professional bake-off series like MasterChef?
Well, we do a celebrity one every year, and that happens in that comes out just before next year. It's coming out, I think, February, just before Comic Relief. We've got some really big names on that. We just finished filming it last week, and it's going to be fantastic. Yeah, so we do a celebrity one.
I don't know if you're familiar with fig rolls, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, because Mike just said, will you ask him now how they get the figs into the fig rolls?
No, he actually said, will you ask the bacon fella?
Yeah, I left that out, Nicky, all right?
Sorry, okay. I like that bit.
I think, figs is just blitzed down and put into the pastry and baked, that's all. And it's just blitzed down, isn't it?
That easy, that's all, Jen. So you could do it yourself.
I don't know about that now. I find, actually, when I'm watching the bake-off, it's quite mathematical as well. You want to get the dimensions, the sizes. If you're not good at maths, can you still do it?
I mean, first of all, it's scientific, really, baking, because it's down to the proportion of flour to rising agent. So get a good recipe and a good set of digital scales and you're halfway there.
I think that's myself and Nikki counted out now. Yeah. I don't know how good we're going to be on the baking.
I'm very good at making my crispy cakes.
That's not really baking, though, is it?
Thank you, Paul.
I don't know, Paul. I'm doing my best, man.
My
kids love them. They eat them in the fridge for 20 minutes.
No, but you're not putting it in the oven, though, are you?
Oh, are you supposed to?
Well, that's why it's called bacon.
Paul Hollywood on the show!
We've also got a message in from Kerry Griffiths, who said, will you say hello to Paul Hollywood? I love the Great British Bake Off and the Masterclass. And of course, Paul, I love baking and I bake every week and take in all the tips, Paul and Mary. I voted for them in the National Television Awards. I bring some of my cakes into the girls in my office every Monday, and I'm making bread rolls this week for the first time. So we'll see how that goes. And I am going to... And she's going to go and see you in the Olympia on the 17th of November. So she just said, please tell him I said hello. But I noticed underneath she said, for his eyes only. So I don't know how we were meant to tell you without reading it.
Two kisses on the end of that as well, yeah.
So there you go. Somebody else said, I'm gutted the bake-off is finished, but I'm delighted to be going to the Olympia on the 17th of November. Could you ask Paul a question for me? I know he'll be taking people on stage to bake, but would love to know, is there anything to do to try and better up chances of getting a place on the stage? That's Layla O'Brien. Is there anything that Layla should wear, maybe, so you can spot her in the crowd?
I think you should tweet Paul.
Listen, one of the things which I tend not to do is try and pick someone to come on stage, because if I pick the wrong person, I'm going to get into trouble. So at the end of the day, I've got a warm-up guy, a comedian who comes on with me, Alex Baldwin. He's great. Now, Alex will be picking the people to come up on the stage, and then I'm eliminated from all that problem.
Oh, so you can't be blamed.
I can't be blamed, yeah. No.
But you know,
but if you just make yourself, if you shout a lot, I'm sure Alex will mention it.
I don't know if you've played in Ireland before, there'll be a lot of that going on, and I have a feeling Layla O'Brien from Kilkenny is probably going to launch herself at you on the stage, just to warn you.
Have you been over to Ireland much, Paul?
I was in Dublin last year. I was promoting a book, and I was in there for overnight, and then I was at Belfast doing the food festival over there. But no, I mean, obviously, my name Hollywood's an Irish name anyway, so I'm looking forward to going back.
It's a county in Wicklow. It's a place in Wicklow, actually. Not a county. Yeah. It's a place in Wicklow.
There's one in Belfast as well, Hollywood County down.
Everywhere.
That's right, yeah, because when I was... trying to trademark my name, the Americans all kicked off saying, no, you can't do this because of the name Hollywood. I'd pointed out that the name Hollywood's been around considerably longer before the Americans picked it up.
Yeah, they didn't want to hear you, though. They weren't going to listen to
that. We've got a sign, man. It's not happening.
Yeah, it's on the hill. The sign is there forever.
They're not paying any royalties at all.
Can I ask you?
You know what you need to do, Paul, is you need to get a big P-A-U-L and just put it in front of it up there.
I have to ask you as well, because I've kind of recently got into cooking, but I haven't attempted to bake yet, because I think that's a whole nother level. But if you were starting out, what couple of items do you definitely need to start baking? Like, obviously,
an oven.
Yeah, an oven to start with, and then Paul Hollywood's Book of British Baking.
Yeah,
that's the next one. Ba-bang.
Are you going to post me over one, Paul? Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I'll meet you next week, all week.
And I have a whisk sound effect, so I'll probably sort
I'll make sure you get a book when I'm over, all right?
Okay.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's an offer.
Right, listen, Paul, you're in the Olympia in Dublin on the 17th and 18th, and the Waterfront of Belfast on the 19th.
Yes.
Let me just, is that October? No, that's November. Excuse me. Yeah, because otherwise you'd have to go back in time. I'm not sure that's part of your plan.
time travelling, Paul.
It's great to have you on the show, Paul. We're looking forward to you coming over to the Emerald Isle.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Paul Hollywood, everyone!